Greetings, everyone. This is Rio Tanez. Welcome to the Customer Standing Committee call. Today is Thursday, October 6, 1900 UTC. Roll will be taken in accordance with who is listed on the Adobe Connect room. If you're only on the phone bridge, please let me know and I'll make note of your attendance. We will be taking notes for focusing on action items, open discussion items, and decisions. As a reminder, this call is being recorded. Trang, I hand it over to you.
Thank you, Rhea. Hello, everyone. I believe we have everyone on the CSC able to join us today with the exception of Lars, although I saw I do see you, Lars, with us today in the Adobe Connect room. So welcome. As Rhea mentioned, we were thinking about starting off the call with reviewing the action items from the last call. And then, so if you can move on to the next slide, please. And then going into showing you some of the open discussion items that were brought up on the previous call, and then hopefully just let the group sort of continue the discussion there. Next slide, please. So in terms of action item, we noted one that was taken from the last call, which was for staff to set up the mail list for the CSC, which is now set up. And I don't know, Rhea, if the link to that could be provided on either the slide when it gets posted or maybe in the chat room so that everyone's aware of it. But that was the one action item that we took from the last call and is now being completed. Any questions or comments on that? It is a public mail list. Everything is publicly archived. All right, if no questions or comments on that, let's move on to the next slide. This basically just captures some of the open discussion items that we noted from the last call that the group may want to continue discussions on. So the first item that we noted was some suggestions relating to a presentation around the named SLEs by Jay and Elaine, who were very involved in that process, so that the group is well-versed, as that is a critical piece of information that the group will need to use in order to perform its and then there was also discussions relating to the rotation of the meeting times last week. And then also not noted here, but I also note that there was the beginning of a discussion around selection of a chair for the committee as well. So I think those are the topics that were brought up for discussion on the last call, and perhaps the group would like to use today's call to advance discussions on these items. James, please go ahead. James, are you still on mute, perhaps? Now it looks like we've lost James altogether. Let's move on to Jay while we give James some time to dial back in.
Thank you. I think we need to move quite quickly now with some of these things, and the first thing I think we ought to move on to is the appointment of the chair. I'm wondering if anybody has any particular thoughts about this so far.
I think I have a proposal to make, but I'd like to hear what anybody else has to say first.
Hi, James. This is Jeff Bezer from
SBA. Okay, I'll take that as a...
Sorry, Jeff. Did you have something to add?
I was just to concur with James's position that we should select a chair first. That's all. And I also want to note that I'm not in the Adobe room, so please mark me down as attendance on phone only.
Got it. Thank you, Jeff. And then, Jay, please come back in.
Okay. Thank you. So, as I mentioned at the last call, I'm of the opinion that the chair needs to be one of the four registry members, given the particular nature of this role. And having discussed this with some of my registry colleagues, I'd like to nominate Byron as an experienced chair in this area and somebody who has a lot of knowledge of the ICANN mechanisms and things as a great chair for this group.
Thank you, Jay. Any comments, thoughts on that? I see Elaine seconds.
Hi, it's Byron.
How support. Hi, Byron. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you very much to Jay, and I'd certainly be willing to undertake the role in this first year for the 1 year term as articulated in the charter, if the other folks are willing.
Thanks, Byron. It looks like there's general support for that if you're willing to take on that role. So that's great. Yeah, terrific. All right, so given that, Byron, would you like to chair the rest of this call, or how would you like to move forward with the rest of today's call?
Sure, I'm willing to do that and just ask for everybody's little bit of tolerance since obviously becoming the chair is a relatively recent thing. So in terms of being prepared for the agenda, I have my thoughts, et cetera, but... In the overall phase of forming, storming, and norming, we're definitely in the very, very early stages of forming. So with that said, sure, I'd be happy to take over the mantle now with that minor proviso. I think that the tentative list of items here forms essentially a reasonable agenda for our first official call now that we've actually officially come into being. I have to admit, as I watched the last couple few weeks leading up to October 1st, it seemed to be a bit of a day-by-day question as to whether we would actually even come into existence. But like the rest of you, I would imagine, I'm certainly pleased that we have come into existence and that we seem to have the whole tussle of American politics behind us. Who'd have thought the IANA transition would end up being near presidential material for an American political season. Anyway, that said, with this one agenda item behind us, I think it would probably be reasonable if we work through to the next item in terms of primary and secondary contact. I'm not sure that if we just work down this list as it's articulated as a starting point, bullet number three in terms of who serves two and three year terms, unless it is obvious, I would suggest that that's something that may need some discussion, but we can come to that. And then I'm also be open right now to hear, are there any other particular agenda items that people think we should really try to cover in this first meeting?
I was thinking you might want to start thinking about a work plan.
Okay. So just so everybody knows, Elaine Elise is here with me. We both happen to be at the center meeting in Belgrade, so we are actually physically in the same room, believe it or not, by sort of random chance. So Elise and I are both here on the same line. But yes, certainly a work plan is another key component that we should start to think about, at least at the broad strokes, start to think about what is important and also what do we need to take into consideration as immediate kind of items. So if we think about important versus urgent, if you will, that would be, I think, a way to at least begin thinking about how to get a work plan put together. Okay. Elise is going to raise her hand like everybody else, even though she's sitting right here behind me, beside me, rather. Elise, go ahead.
So from the PTI and IANA functions operator perspective, we would certainly like to understand what format you'd like monthly reports to be received in, or if you want monthly reports, or if having the dashboard available is sufficient. And I think that probably needs a lot of discussion, but I would expect that since our start date was October 1st, that there would be within a month from now, that or a month and 15 days, that the CSC would like to get their first monthly report, and we'd kind of like to know what you might want to see. We can do it by trial and error, or we can try and design it in advance.
Okay, thank you. Certainly both an important and relatively urgent item to add to the work plan. I would most definitely agree with that. Jay, your hand is up. Go ahead.
Sorry, I was actually going to talk about the format of the reports, but if we just want to add that to the agenda, then I can talk about that later.
I think right now that's probably a little detailed for the opening moments. We absolutely need to come to that, but perhaps if there's more general comments in terms of important versus urgent, just general thoughts on what should be in the work plan in the early days. So I'm going to suggest ascertaining ICANN resources. And I'll say that broadly speaking, or PTI resources, some mix of the two, broadly speaking. So in terms of staff available to support this committee, making sure we have that locked down going forward, and what kind of transition in terms of staff support we could expect. So understanding what that looks like, and certainly hoping to have input on what that looks like, as well as resources associated with dashboard, website, development-oriented resources, et cetera. So as a work plan item, we would want to have that be included on the work plan as to how we're going to work that out and what the timelines associated with that would look like on pure ICANN resourcing side.
I guess we need to know what you want first, too.
Yes. Yeah.
How much you can fit in the funnel, so to speak.
Be a little bit of chicken and egg, but yes. Anything else that comes to mind from folks on the phone? Urgent and important. If there's nothing further that's going to come to mind off the top, then I would ask each of us to take that question away and start to filter it, your thoughts back to the list.
That's Elise again.
Elise. Go ahead.
This is really fun to raise my hand while sitting right next to Byron, cracks me up. Anyway, one other idea or question is, and maybe it's urgent, is how does the committee want to meet? Is it going to be teleconferences monthly? Is it going to primarily be by email?
So, for instance, if once we have a format for reports, the reports, I'm assuming, will be shared online, but will the committee want to meet to discuss them, or will the committee want to just discuss them online, teleconference? What, how does the committee see their kind of cadence or meeting schedule or getting together at work?
It's Byron. I'll take a stab at that, but I'd also like to hear from other folks. My sense is that it would be at least a monthly teleconference, potentially in the early going, more frequent, and also taking advantage of meetings where a number of us could get together face-to-face. So naturally, ICANN meetings would be a good moment in time to schedule our meetings around, recognizing not everybody goes, so some folks will need to teleconference or telepresence in. But it does. I think that those would be a useful opportunity for those of us who can be there to actually get together face-to-face and have that meeting. But anybody else, any other thoughts? No? So if there is no objection to that, I would suggest that ICANN staff right now put forward a doodle poll. If they look at dates that have some cadence around ICANN meetings as anchor points, but then look at setting up regular monthly calls so we can all have those in our calendars well in advance, and use that monthly cadence with potential face-to-face meetings that ICANN as kind of the anchor schedule, and then we can evolve it from there as required. Does that make sense to folks? Is there any objection to that being at least our starting point? I don't think I see any objections to that, Elise.
I'm not objecting. I do have a question about it. Is there, I'm afraid I've forgotten what it says in the CSC charter. Is there any sort of quorum? Because I know there's just four voting members and six liaisons. So is there any sort of quorum for holding the meeting? For instance, if we set them 3 months in advance now and only one member can attend but six liaisons, does it make sense to have a meeting then?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the mechanics. That's why.
I don't have the charter in front of me right now, but it's certainly my recollection that it doesn't speak directly to the notion of quorum. Anybody can correct me if I'm wrong, but I do not recall anything that speaks to quorum. It would certainly be my sense in the early days that we would want to have probably 100% of the members at least on the calls till we get a cadence and a comfort level and we decide we want to do something different. But that would be my suggestion. Yeah, so Trang's saying there's nothing specific on quorum, which was my recollection.
So would that be something we as a committee would want to decide?
Yeah, and I would suggest, 100%. Certainly in the early going, till we have our cadence and a comfort level, I'm going to suggest that, as I think I just saw Cal put in there, that the all four members at least should be present. Yes, just looking at Elise from the GAC. Thank you for your comments, Elise. And I think that's consistent with what I'm thinking and what members think is that, like I say, at least in the early going, let's get the cadence, let's get the rhythm, and a comfort level and make sure that we're all informed and participating from a member perspective, and then do our utmost to maximize the number of liaisons who can participate, recognizing that with a group of 10, the chances of all of us in this business making every meeting all the time is limited, and I think we just have to be okay with that.
Thank you.
Any comments or objections to that general path forward? And I would preface it again, this is early days, so let's put something down, and if we find it's not working for us, then we can have that conversation as time goes on. So in terms of potentially a next meeting, I believe there is some penciled in time at the Hyderabad meeting, ICANN meeting, and I know that Kim is writing something in the chat. Perhaps, Kim, do you know, do we have a proposed time locked down in Hyderabad? But if not, without getting into specifics with 10 people on the phone and talking about dates, I would just suggest that staff take that away and provide a doodle poll and suggestions for initial meeting dates and times, as well as the opportunity to have our first face-to-face kickoff in Hyderabad. Okay, so Kim has a November 8th block one for a potential face-to-face in Hyderabad. So that's a good, you know, that's a good starting point. And then in terms of a takeaway, staff's going to put forward a doodle poll to try to get a more regular one or try to get a monthly meeting set up. I want to also recognize that in previous discussion we had talked about how to rotate timing, or at least have some variation in timing to try to make it as reasonable as possible for the most number of people as possible. In terms of the members, we have two in North America, but basically on opposite coasts, and one in Australia and one in New Zealand. So even within the membership, there is a reasonable degree of variation. But I would also ask that staff take that away and show some sensitivity in terms of trying to ensure that all members are present, given we're trying to achieve quorum with 100% of members participating, but also recognizing there's folks from all over the rest of the world too. So with that light task, I think we can move on from this subject, unless there's any final comments. A humane rotation. Kimberly, I think that's a good description. Thank you. So that is, in fact, the fifth item in terms of the activities here that I think we can move on from. Before we leave from it, in case it's about this, but other comments welcome as well. Jay, go ahead.
Thank you, Byron. I have another suggested agenda item. I think we should do an early review of the charter because, as far as I can tell, it's going to be difficult for some people to not miss two meetings within a year, given the time zones we're in and some of the way that we're biasing this towards the four voting members. And we also have, the issue of quorum not determined in the charter. So an early review just to tidy that up would be, I think, quite useful.
Okay. That's a reasonable addition to the work plan. Any comments on that? Any objections to an early review of the charter? I think that's also worthwhile just to make sure everybody is got that fresh in their mind and has read it and up to date. as it stands, and then we can have comments and suggestions going forward. Okay, we'll add that to the list. Moving just back up the list, the second item was to nominate primary and secondary contacts for CSC and PTI. I hope that's an item we could actually tick off on today's call. And I'm going to take the opportunity to suggest a primary contact for the CSC and nominate Jay on that. But if he's willing, and also if there's any other discussion on that, I think it might be appropriate to split their role from the primary contact. Mm-hmm. Is there any comment or objection to that, or does that seem reasonable as a suggestion? Jay, are you willing to do that? For those not on Adobe, Jay is typing.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Quick question.
Elise, go ahead.
What's the role of the primary and secondary? I mean, I understand the chair's role, but as a primary contact, how would that differentiate? How would you differentiate that from the chair's role?
Well, for one thing, I don't think it's specified in the charter.
I don't think so.
So it is a little bit. It is a little bit up to us. And I think Jay's raised a good point in terms of reviewing the charter, because as we've moved forward and as I've read the charter again a couple of times, each time I read it, things come to mind that raise questions that don't have answers yet. And that's certainly one of them. So I think part of reviewing the charter would determine that. But certainly it's my sense that in the early going, it would be if there was any critical, urgent, or immediate items or issues that the initial point of contact would be that primary contact. Now, that's just my early thinking, but Jay, do you have any thoughts on that? Yes, you do. Your hand is up. Go ahead.
Thanks. Well, I saw it that we are potentially going to have the need for some quite detailed conversations about elements of the SLA, and that we would, within the CSC, potentially come away with a list of questions or a list of points to be raised, and we would then ask the contacts and IANA to go away and have those discussions or talk about those things, and then come and report back on those. So that it was a mechanism for the CSC not to have to, as a group, get into some levels of detail that might not be appropriate for the group.
Yeah, and UCO has helpfully cut and pasted what there is in the charter, which, for those not on Adobe, I'll just read it quickly. The CSC and the IANA functions operator will nominate primary and secondary points of contact to facilitate formal lines of communication. So I think that is a pretty high-level description of it, and part of working through some of the details of the charter will be putting meat on the bone of what exactly that means. And also part of it is spreading the workload around a bit.
So when I read this bit of the charter, it sounded to me like it's a primary point of contact between the CSC and PTI as the IANA functions operator. And that's a fairly limited role in one respect. It's a very important one.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought I was hearing it as a broader role in that when you said, you know, if somebody wanted to contact the CSC, like anybody, not just...
Oh, no, no. That was vis-a-vis PTI, not just anybody.
Okay.
Sure. If that wasn't clear, that's certainly what I meant. Between PTI and CSC, not just anybody. So with that, Jay's willing to do it. Are we willing? Is there any objection to that? Other members? Cal, Elaine, any objection? Are you supportive of that? Thank you, Elaine. Thank you, Cal. Again, for those not on Adobe, the two other members are supportive. So let's put that in place. Jay is the primary contact. In terms of a secondary contact or backup, Elaine or Cal, are either of you open and willing to be that? Elaine is willing. In a volunteer organization, we're happy with that. Okay.
Cal dodges the bullet.
Yes. In terms of any comment or objection to Elaine being the secondary point of contact, I'm certainly supportive of it. Jay seconded. Okay, Cal for it. Thank you very much. Okay, so Elaine will be the secondary point of contact. Now, just before it scrolls off my screen, I'm trying to manage the Adobe. I just missed the comment that I think James and Jay had been echoing in terms of operating procedures, et cetera. But maybe Jake or James, your comments have scrolled off my screen. Could you just perhaps articulate them?
James had suggested that we have a set of operating procedures that are separate from the charter, so we don't have to change the charter all the time. I agree with that, and I agree with Elise from the GACS recommendation that we should have a the preference should be for PTI to talk to all of the CSC, and the primary contact or the contacts themselves, should not be gatekeepers of the communication, but should be resources we use in terms of the communication.
Thank you. I would agree with that. Any comments, criticisms, or suggestions there? So just to recap that, as per Elise from the GACS comments, that I would certainly agree with that, the points of contact are not meant to be gatekeepers, they're meant to be facilitators. And that the general preference is that when PTI and CSC are communicating, it's PTI and the CSC in its entirety as best as possible. So I certainly agree with that as a general operating procedure. Before we have written up operating procedures, I think that's a good one. And absolutely agree that operating procedures are required. I think we want to be lightweight, certainly in the early going, and formulated as an appendix to the charter is definitely the way to go, so that we're not changing the charter if we decide to change operating procedures. So I see another work item agenda there in terms of defining some initial operating procedures. Just while we're there, and not to drill into them, but are there any high-level operating procedures other than the one just articulated about communication, anything that people have off the top that they think should be included in the general operating procedures. Nothing? Okay. Well, then I would ask each of you to take that away, because that will certainly be a conversation that we're going to have to have, likely, between now and Hyderabad, so that we can ideally put those in place while we're in Hyderabad. Okay, so we've elected the chair, primary and secondary contacts. Agreed on the general framework for setting up meetings and task staff with doing that. 2 and 3 year terms, I would suggest that people think about what they would like, what makes sense to them, and we can come back to that issue at a future call. Moving down the list in terms of setting up CSC web space, maybe I could ask Elaine in terms of capacity and support to do that, what ICANN has in mind to support us on that front. I'm sorry. I'm going to get it straight. I turned and looked at her. I meant Elise. I'll get it straight shortly. Elise, do you have any sense yet? I mean, I know you said it depends what you want. But do you have staff available? As ICANN made it clear that they have staff ready to help. Do you have any sense of how that's going to work?
So for the CSC potential website, I'm going to ask Trang to also talk to this, because she's been working with our web admin team to come up with a potential template for the CSC that would have a website that would be csc.icann.org. Trang, would you like to speak to that?
Surely, thank you. Yes, Byron, we have a shell of a website for the CSC that is built on a template that's being used for multiple pages on the ICANN.org site, and it's sort of a structure that we're looking internally to move forward with. Kim has put in the chat room there the link to the sort of a holder space for the CSC. The content it hasn't been populated with any content or anything like that, and it's really up to the group to determine how they want to use that space. We do have a web team that's ready to assist with thinking through and implementing the navigation and that sort of things that the group feels is necessary to support its work. And then in terms of content, we can certainly help with drafting some of that as well. Right now all it is just a shell, and it may warrant some discussions within the group as to how it wants to use the web space, and then based on that we can go back and do some mock-ups and then present it to the group.
Thank you. So it sounds to me like you're ready to go once we know what we want to put there. And I thank you to the folks in the chat for their generous offers of support. If there's any group that can provide domain names and be in support, I'm pretty sure it's this group. Jay, you have your hand up. Please go ahead. Jay, if you're talking, you're on mute. Jay, are you there? Okay. Well, I'll assume Jay will come back to us shortly. And in terms of a work, in terms of a future agenda item, putting together a few folks from this group to determine how to populate that website, I think, will be a critical work path item for us in the very near term, and something we should be prepared to work on and put forward by the Hyderabad meeting.
I'm raising my hand.
Jay's hand is down, okay. Elise?
I was just going to mention that this template is very similar to the template that I've talked about this morning at the center meeting that we use for PTI. There's a pti.icann.org website. And the pti.icann.org website is for the administrative governance bits of PTI. All the operational things, our operational reports and performance reports and things of that nature, will remain on IANA.org. But for PTI governance, the bylaws, the code of conduct documents, all the contracts between ICANN and PTI, all of those will be on the pti.icann.org site. And the IANA site will be strictly the operational site. For operations, for both operations.
Okay. So that's a good place to go look to get a sense of what's available to us as part of this template.
Right.
I just want to note that Jay has just sent me a note saying he's been dropped out of the Adobe Connect room and cannot get back in. So whoever is handling that, could I ask you to help Jay get back to us? Okay, well, we'll carry on, and hopefully you guys will get that sorted out. Okay, so in terms of the initial administrative work items, yeah, I think we've covered what's on the first page. One thing I would ask, are there any folks, liaisons or members, who are inclined to participate in specifically in helping set up the website, not necessarily doing the coding per se, but in terms of content and layout, nav, that kind of thing, how we would like it to look at, in terms of making sure we're delivering the appropriate information in the most effective way possible, and or key content. Certainly ICANN staff can help us with that, but we want to make sure that we're delivering to the community the information and content that we believe is necessary. So again, since this is the first official call, I'll give everybody a free pass on putting their hand up or not. I'm going to ask you to take that away and think about in the next couple of weeks, who is willing to take that on as a task. And, it looks like Jay's back. Jay, are you back? I see your hand is up.
Yes, I am. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Great, thank you. So, Adobe Connect dropped. Now, going back to the website thing, I think we should, PTI should consider the IANA.org website and what form of performance reporting will be on that as well, because I think that and it would be useful for them to see some performance information on that site.
So the IANA.org website will have all the performance reports on it, Jay. I don't know, maybe you weren't back on the call. I did mention that. The PTI.icann.org website is primarily for the governance documents and the PTI organization, and not necessarily for the IANA operation. Does that clearly define it? We weren't going to change the IANA.org site because it has both the name function
not both, all three functions, numbers, names, and protocol parameters, whereas the PTI site really focuses on the various contracts between the different organizations. Oh, got it. I see you wrote in the chat. I can be quiet. Thank you. We're on the same page there.
Okay. So in terms of what's on this slide, okay, you've given me some control. So we'll move on to the second slide. What's on here is certainly important, not necessarily at this stage urgent, and also significantly larger in scope than the more administrative items than we've been dealing with. So I think in terms of this meeting, these list of items provide a sense of some of the big blocks of work that we are going to have to undertake in the coming months. I would suggest that I've also taken a crack at looking through the documents, be it the bylaws or the charter, et cetera, and trying to parse the words in the various documents and determine if they require an action for us. And maybe to get us started on thinking about making sure we've captured everything, but also helping us think about what's urgent versus important. I'll send that out just as something to get started with. I don't claim it to have captured everything by any stretch, but I think it will get people thinking about what's in the various documents, how we captured them, and how do we start to classify them and log them in a work plan. So I will undertake to send that out within the, hopefully after this call, but if not, certainly tomorrow. We've got about 10 minutes left, and I think we have worked our way through a lot of the administrative stuff, which certainly for a first call would be what I would have hoped for. I'd like to just throw the conversation open right now. Are there any other issues or items that we should be discussing tonight or today, depending where you are, on this call, given what we've worked through thus far? Jay, your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Thank you. We had previously discussed, Elaine and I, doing a walkthrough of the SLE document, and as I think it would be useful to take advantage of the face-to-face meeting in Hyderabad for us to do that there. It's be more interactive and easier for people to ask questions.
Yeah, I would 100% agree. I think that would be absolutely, critical and of high value for all of us to get us all on the same page and hear it direct from a couple of the folks who were instrumental in creating it. That would be a key agenda item for me in a face-to-face in Hyderabad. We'll make sure that happens. Any other comments or suggestions? So the other thing I would also suggest is, so we'll take a crack at logging all the items we've put down here. I'll send out that document, which is just a starter, a starting point for us to think about all of the elements contained in the various documents. And then also I would suggest let's all think about what would be the highest value agenda for that next meeting in Hyderabad. We've got one key agenda item already. But please, people, provide feedback in terms of what the key agenda items you think should be on that meeting.
Well, that meeting will also be almost exactly 1 month after the beginning of post-NTIA, that might be a time for us to settle on a format face-to-face that's probably a lot easier for monthly reporting. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll have the dashboard. It'll be upright then, and I'll have performance numbers. We could potentially, you know, work real-time looking at what kind of format you'd like to receive information in.
Sure, a working session on that?
It's an idea.
Mm-hmm.
I find that sometimes easier than phone calls or even email.
Okay. That has potential for a good agenda item as part of a working session. Anything else? Any comments from staff? Trang, please go ahead.
Byron, just one question, which is whether or not the group wants to have another call prior to Hyderabad, or is that intended to be the next time that the group will get together?
Hyderabad's November 3rd, right?
Yeah. So Hyderabad is in just under a month.
Mm-hmm.
My inclination would be to go to wait till Hyderabad, only just because to try to get 10 people's calendars to sync in 2 weeks, I think is probably a highly unlikely endeavor. I know mine would be a challenge in 2 weeks, but any thoughts on that? I mean, I think given we're just starting and given the calendar challenges already, we all know when Hyderabad is. That sounds like a good first one. Jay has noted that right now we only have an hour booked for that meeting. I think that was just a basic placeholder, but I would agree with Jay. Just based on some of the things we talked about right now, we should try to block out some more time. And I would suggest that that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, if we put together a three-hour block, recognize that not everybody can make every hour of it, but we'll make sure that we build the agenda such that it's somewhat modular and people can be there for key parts of it if they're not able to be there for all of it. Okay. Seeing no objection to having the next meeting in Hyderabad, and no other issues being raised at this point, then I'll suggest we wrap up this first official call now that we've actually come into being in real life, and say thank you very much, everybody. Thanks for your support and confidence in nominating me as chair. Much appreciated, and we'll provide. We'll turn around the discussion points that we've raised tonight and look forward to seeing all of you in Hyderabad. That said, we have a mail list, so there's lots of opportunity to continue the discussion between here and there. Let's not be shy. Thanks, everybody, and good night.
Good night.
Or good day, wherever you are.
Thanks, Byron. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, all.